11th pack of Oilus, 9th Mishnah. Kalim Shebein Sivse Kfisa Levein Sivse Chodos Fiat Tahoim Tahoim. Kalim that are between the bottom of this basket, it's really the top of the basket, which is upside down, and the edge of this structure, which is built into the ground. Yeah, so we're talking about a case where, once again, this basket is supported by the walls of this pit. Just think of Chiddush. Yeah. That if you have something which is the walls of the pit, let's say, are one tefach wide, and this kvisa is turned upside down over it, and the kvisa is larger than the cavity of this pit, it takes up half of that tefach. The width of the wall of this structure is within the walls of this basket, and half of it is outside of the walls of the basket. So we're saying that anything that's within the walls of the basket is protected. I feel that to home, even go down into the earth, anything in the walls of this chedvas, which is underneath the basket, is all right. Tumah shama b'istam. If tumah is there, then the soif of tumah lotz. So tumah is going to go out into the house. The whole house is tumah. Tumah b'payis kelim shebekoyis le'ados. If there's kelim in the walls of this structure, because they have chodos, yeah, in the walls of this structure. Im yesh b'mkoyim tevach tevach b'mtevach tahirim. If they have an area of one cubic tefach, which is considered independent oil, they're tar because they're protected by the fact that this oil is covered. Lav tameim. If not, they are all tameim. Yeah. Here we look at these kelim as being part of the earth of the house. The halacha is that when a house comes tamei, not only is the airspace of the house tamei, but anything that's buried in the earth is tamei, unless it's in the independent oil underneath it. So if it has a tefach, if it has a cubic tefach, it's considered an oil underneath the floor, that's an independent area. But if not, it's tamei. If the walls of this chedus are wider than the bayis, then the area, whether there's a tefach al tefach or not, that area which is outside of the house is not tamei. In other words, even though the structure is partially in the house, but the walls of the tefach, which is a solid area, what's underneath the house is considered the floor of the house, and what's outside the house is considered outside of the house. Yeah. So basically, there seems to be this three different categories. You have the walls of this structure which are underneath the basket, which is tahor. The walls of the structure that are outside of the basket, even though it's underground, it will be tahor only if there's a tefach al tefach there, or if it's outside the walls of the house.